You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
The Fox Business Report is brought to you by Gulf Coast Bank, your local community bank. Whether your financial needs are for an individual, a business, or for the whole family, Gulf Coast Bank has the knowledge and products to serve you best. With 9 convenient locations throughout Acadiana, you're never far from a friendly Gulf Coast Bank associate.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The producer price index, the cost of things before reaching consumers, was trending in the wrong direction last month. Inflation at the wholesale level came in hotter than predicted in September, up 0.5% from August, and up 2.2% in the year ending in September. The core reading, excluding food and energy, rose 0.3% from August to September, and up 2.7% for the year ending in September. ExxonMobil is buying Pioneer Natural Resources. The deal is valued at nearly $60 billion, ExxonMobil will expand its dominance in American fracking. And Walgreens' new CEO is Tim Wentworth, former CEO of Express Scripts. He's coming out of retirement to take over the company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Why are central banks quietly amassing mountains of gold? Because they know the dollar won't last. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your IRA or 401k into physical gold with Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get a free info kit on gold by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Online at matthew-james.com.
This is Moon Griffon. I've always believed there's two types of fishermen. There are people like me that love to fish. And there are people like Don Dubuque who can catch fish. And that's why you need to listen to The Outdoor Show with Don Dubuque Saturdays from 5 to 7 a.m. here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Brought to you by Louisiana's number one Chevy dealer 7 years in a row. Service Chevrolet Cadillac. Find new roads.
Do you have a hard time?
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target 4 metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. And feel the difference.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPEL News apps ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPEL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
Your code for this hour is 158. That's 158. Dino's Pizza like no other. Family-owned and operated restaurant in the Acadiana area serving the highest quality pizza on their signature crispy cracker-like crust. Make Dino's Pizza a part of your family traditions. Two locations, Bertrand and Collie Saloon.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us as we rock and roll hump day, leaning toward Election Day. Election Day is Saturday. And who's going to vote? How many is going to vote? Didn't look good in early voting when you look at just raw numbers. Really down by the Democrats if you just look at raw numbers. And by the way, I'm not rallying them. By no means. If y'all, if the people on the left don't want to go to vote, hey, it's okay with me. Go fishing. Go to a ball game side. It's okay. Just don't go vote.
Yeah, the Democrats are absolutely going to listen to everything you say. I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely. I don't blame. But this would be the first time anybody ever listened to me.
Just tell the Democrats to go vote. I guarantee their numbers will go down. They don't like you that much.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling them to go vote. If the left doesn't go vote, maybe we could finally put people in. But the problem is you can't put Clay Shaysen out of type Republicans or you will be a disaster. Anyway, welcome to this program. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice, it is a Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. I'm loaded to bear today, folks. We're going to go from Representative Raymond Cruz. We got hopefully a new senator, Valerie Hodges. What they do in her is absolutely ridiculous. Mike Francis is on today with the Secretary of State's race as well. Kevin Birkin. I got some in the third hour as well. So we loaded up. I had to actually make a list. Joe's laughing at me for putting all these people down because I know I doubled and tripled booked. I just don't know where yet. All righty, let's jump gears. It's Raymond Cruz. First of all, Representative Raymond Cruz, congratulations on your re-election. I know that you really upset you didn't have to run.
Good morning, and thank you, Moon. Yeah, I think my wife's even more upset than I am.
Yeah, I bet she really is. Hey, Raymond, real quick, because
she loves knocking on those doors.
I understand, but since we just to be fair, what district are you representing?
District 8. That's most of North Bossier there and Benton.
Okay. I wanted to make sure,
but small geographic area.
Yeah. I know you're excited that you didn't have to run, but I know you're still out there campaigning and helping people because I know you, and I know that's something you enjoy doing. I did want to talk to you a little bit about something, Raymond. You know, we got Secretary of State's race, and, Clay Shaysnyder looked for like 27 different races and then found one he could run in. And the biggest reason I want you to talk a little bit about it, because you got a better idea, because you've had to work with him for 4 years, and I'm sure your experiences haven't been that great, but it all started when y'all elected a speaker. I mean, that was your first term, right?
That was the first. Well, that was my second term. I actually did the last 3 years of Mike Johnson's. You know, he went up to U.S. Congress. So
but you weren't there for electing a speaker. That was the first time you had elected.
Correct.
How shocked were you? Tell us what happened. How shocked were you? Because that's not normal the way it went down when Shaysnyder walked across and told the Democrats, "We love you. We give you the power if you put me in."
Well, I got to tell you, to me, that was the opening of the door to a downward spiral staircase. That's what it was. So, as you know, the Republicans had the majority there and almost a supermajority. And we're like, hey, let's choose a speaker that'll represent us, and we'll take that candidate to the floor and we'll elect him. I mean, it's pretty simple, right? You decide to close our session. Who's the best qualified to run a speaker? You pick them and you go out there and you do it that way. Well, you know, unfortunately, some people are very interested in power, and they want the power over the purpose. So he went and got 35 Democrats, I think it was, to vote for him and get him to be the speaker, which was, you know, it basically abandoned the Republican Party, in my view. It left and it compromised with the other side. And because of that entrance into the downward spiral staircase, we lost a lot of opportunities. A lot of things went by us because of that choice for him to go and seek power over doing the right thing for the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, and unfortunately, 22 Republicans walked across the aisle, too. Y'all had to battle with them because it seems like they're ones, along with Clay Shaysnyder, battled the conservatives, battled the people who were trying to do the right thing.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, the people of Louisiana had spoken in the election and said, look, we're giving you majority House and Senate, so we want you to do what's in our best interest. And then that is completely obliterated by having someone make a deal with the other side that has the lesser representation. And look what we got. There are all kinds of opportunities we had that, you know, got vetoed and never overridden or never even passed through the the body simply because of that decision that he made to pursue his own goals.
Yeah, Representative Raymond Cruz, my special guy. Well, I bring up the other ones because they just as guilty. But now you got, you know, I'm sure the process in the last 4 years, you know, you mentioned bills not being passed. Y'all, what's your experience with dealing with him? Because when I'm watching the commercial and I see words integrity and honesty, I fell out laughing about that. But then the last thing he said, his word is his bond. When he gives his word, I'm going, what? Because that's not what I hear from people that have worked with him.
Right, right. Well, I got to tell you, deflection was the thing I saw most, Moon. When I asked a direct question, it was deflected. It was not answered. It's like, hey, we'll deal with it. You know, we do a lot of our organizing, a lot of our planning downstairs in the bowels of the Capitol, and we make our decisions there, and then we come up on the floor, and then we implement whatever we're trying to get done. Well, down there, a lot of questions were asked of the speaker, and he deflected, or more often, he didn't show up at all. So here's a Republican delegation, of which he is, you know, the biggest part of, other than the leader of the delegation, and he wouldn't even show up to speak. And that was not what I experienced with the first time with Taylor Barra. He came down there every time, and he spoke to us, told us what was going on, what he saw in the future, and that was not Clay Schexnider's paradigm. He's like, no, this is going to be too confrontational. I'm going to be uncomfortable. I'll only show up here and there. So it was very sporadic, and when he did, I directly asked him questions several times in this last session about the teacher pay raise. You know, that was a big thing. People clamored for it. They wanted to make sure it was in the budget. And I bring that up, and I'm like, hey, are we going to have a chance to vote on that? And when are we going to have a chance? Complete deflection. We'll get with it when we get to it. And just complete, you know, shoving it off because he didn't want to answer. And, of course, that told us his answer was not going to be something we were going to like.
Yeah, I know, Raymond, I know you. And you, this guy right here is a real conservative, one of the 19. You've hung in there. You've been a tough voice for trying to change the state of Louisiana, but it goes to show you got to have a strong speaker. But if the speaker was more obligated to the Democrats than the conservative Republicans, he wasn't obligated to you because you didn't vote for him. He wasn't obligated to the 45 he left at the deal, and that's what I'm telling you. That is a knife in the back. Everybody in this state, I remember being on TV with Bernie Pinsonat, and when Edwards backed in again, he said, you know, it's going to be okay. We got 69 House members in the, that'll be Republican. But if you got 23 of them, especially him, walk across the aisle and tell 37 Democrats, there may have been a couple of independents in there, but tell them, hey, y'all want some power? I'll give it to you. Just make me speaker. That tells you a lot about a person.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that kind of acquiescence made it rough for everything because as the speaker's up there, every time he looks out, he sees a bunch of people that can easily remove him. On the other side, he's worried about the wrong people because of the decision he made from the very outset. And that hurt us, as you well know, and you've let your listeners know, that has hurt us from that very moment.
Yeah, no. Well, it was the most upsetting thing in the last 4 years. Probably the biggest thing is the watching the fraud squad, I call them, to walk across the aisle and tell the Democrats when we needed power in the House to walk across and tell Bel Edwards and the Democrats, hey, I'll give it back to y'all. Just let me be the man. And he became the man, and the man is not led well. And I'm going to take you back to last year, this few months ago when we had the budget and the budget battles and the last minute everything and the end of the floor battle. Talk a little bit about this. Raymond, you were there. You were watching the craziness go on.
Well, let me bring you back to last year even when Doty had her bill. Remember, it was protecting kids from the sexual speech from teachers and whatnot. And it did not make it through Education Committee because of three Republicans that should not have voted the way they did. So I made a motion to bring it back to the Committee of the Whole because people wanted to vote on this bill and they wanted to show the people, yes, I'm with the parents, I'm with the students, we've got to stop this progressive teaching of sexuality in the classroom. And then the speaker's like, okay, yeah, well, we'll hear it. Well, guess what? He never did. He had to schedule it. He never scheduled the bill to be heard on the floor. And that's how a speaker should not be playing the rules. They should be following parliamentary procedure and doing things to effectively enable legislation that's going to help Louisiana. And what he do? He just ignored it and never called it up. And that way we never got to vote.
But didn't he do that on a lot of bills where he just ignored y'all, ignored people trying to get questions in? I mean, this is not leadership. This is lousy, lousy leadership, but it's not real leadership.
Well, definitely. And that brings us to this year, which I wish anybody would go back and take those tapes, look at them. They're all online. You can see it and see what transpired, at least what he let come across. But there were several people standing up during this whole budget battle and talking about the teacher pay raise, objecting and asking for opportunity to speak, and he completely ignored them. I stood up specifically and asked about the teacher pay raise, and he completely shot it down, said, we're going to get to it. We're not talking about it now. That's not the focus. But that was a linchpin. That was important to decide before you get into the whole budget and expenditure limit and all that. And of course, he already had his mind set out. That's not the way it was going to play out for him.
Yeah. Let me take
and
a break.
Alan Seaball, yeah.
Let me take a break. Raymond Cruz, my special guest, Representative Cruz. The lack of leadership by Clay Shakesnyder, who wants to be Secretary of State, you have to beat him. You have to beat him and beat him bad. This guy does not belong. He's not a leader. You sure don't want. You want an election screwed up? Put him there. It'll get screwed up. And it'd be probably favorable to Democrats because he favors Democrats. Ask Raymond when we get back about the $1 million buy-all for Democrats to get the budget passed. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Conservatives want to keep Nancy Landry's experience leading the Secretary of State's office. Currently the first Assistant Secretary of State, Republican Nancy Landry will be ready on day one and has a solid conservative voting record from her time in the state legislature. Our new Secretary of State must conduct the 2024 presidential elections immediately after taking office. Louisiana cannot afford someone who needs on-the-job training. Nancy Landry will be ready on day one to keep our elections safe and secure.
Paid for by Nancy Landry campaign.
Joe Biden wanted to stop oil and gas jobs in the Gulf of Mexico. But Liz Merle fought for us and blocked Biden's left-wing ban on oil and gas leasing. Liz whipped sleepy Joe Biden's lawyers. But we know they'll try again. Liz will be ready and will never back down. For Attorney General, vote Liz Merle, Louisiana's fighter. Paid for by Safe and Free Louisiana, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Louisiana is 48th in police pay, 35th in teacher pay, and dead last for firefighters. That doesn't surprise you, does it? The legislature had an extra $2 billion. That's billion with a B. The blue team fought the red team, and then the red team fought the red team. They passed a budget that none of them read without permanent raises for teachers. What kind of message are we sending? It sounds like move to Texas. We don't value you. It's embarrassing. So how can we expect our children to stay, serve, and build community if we don't make our teachers, police, and firefighters a priority? I'm Hunter Lundy. I'm a Christian and an independent. I'm running for governor. Let's seize a future of family, community, and prosperity. Not one of crime, poverty, and potholes. Why not?
Hunter Lundy, governor.
Paid for by Lundy for Louisiana.
Hey, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Matthew James, Tax and Wealth Management Hotline, 844-766-6607. Don't forget Matthew James for all your financial needs. And when I say that, if you're looking to retire, you're looking to plan, maybe you got your money back and you don't know what to do anymore and you're hearing, oh, I got to pay taxes now. That's what my friends at Matthew James is all about. They understand the tax code. They understand inflation. They understand the future, what the politicians and some of those people are doing. They're watching the future, folks. They're watching it for you, and they're watching your money, and they're helping it grow. You need somebody like John Blanchard or Matthew James to make sure they look out the big picture. You may be somebody don't even want to retire, but you want to do something with your money. Maybe you want to retire early. You want to retire later. All that stuff can be worked out because he's working with you personally. He doesn't have some kind of cookie-cutter way of retired people. Go to MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. Representative Raymond Cruz, my special guest. Raymond, you know, Chase not as bad enough as a speaker. I couldn't imagine Secretary of State, but in a session, this last session, showed what happened. What happens when you put somebody in a position they're probably not qualified for. And I mean that sincerely, and somebody who has a political agenda, not was best for the state?
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. You know, his complete disregard for parliamentary procedures during the latest session, in my mind, was without a doubt the biggest indictment of the idea of him ensuring free and fair elections. You probably heard in the background there was Alan Seaball and Danny McCormick and Blake Niguez, a number of people trying to get personal privilege to comment on things, to question the procedure, whatever. Actually, Blake Niguez did a masterful job of asking him, hey, are you following the rules? I don't think you're following the rules. And he knew he wasn't. But, you know, the Secretary of State needs to ensure objectively fair elections, but they also must make sure the Louisiana taxpayers, their subjective concerns are addressed. And I think you'll remember back in the early days of his speakership, his apartment renovation. Do you remember that fiasco, the furniture fiasco?
Yeah, that was involved. Didn't that involve his kids, his wife, and everybody else in the family?
Yeah. His stepsons were contracted to renovate, I guess, and then his wife had to provide the appliances from her business that she worked for, whatever. So I'm thinking, wait a minute, you don't hire family to do things if you want people to perceive you as fair and balanced, and now you're running for the Secretary of State, who's supposed to ensure free and fair elections. The perception is already not there. So I don't see how he can do that, given what he's done and the image he transmits, that people will be confident that, oh, yeah, I know things are running right there. I'm confident the state of Louisiana is above board.
Let me go a little further. We always worry about money in elections and buying votes. Tell me if I'm wrong. Didn't he lead the charge to pay every Democrat, not Raymond Cruz's district, Bomb, Doty, Harden, and all the stuff they're doing, but to pay every Democrat to vote for the budget? They gave them $1 million for their district. They can spend it any way they want to. Am I wrong by saying that?
Well, I wasn't there, but that certainly, if you go look through the budget, you'll see that. I wasn't in the room. He didn't tell me, but I've heard
that.
I've even seen that.
I've even seen the Advocate, who never gets it right, print that everybody got $1 million. You know, an advocate never gets it right.
And that you don't think that'd be a free, fair election with someone doing things like that?
Well, I mean, that's anybody can buy that. Look, I watched the guy knife the conservative Republicans all over the state. It wasn't just you, it was your constituents. Because everybody was excited we had a Republican. We were going to shut Edwards down. I watched the guy walk across the aisle and give Edwards power back. I knew how bad this cat was, and I didn't even know who he was.
Well, I tell you that the whole budget thing was absolute fiasco. Everybody in the state ought to be embarrassed. It was ridiculous. And then to penalize in this little petulant way and allow the president and the speaker and whoever else to work together to remove money from the districts of the people that didn't agree with them or oppose them, I mean, that's childlike. It's ridiculous. We can't have people serving in office if that's the way they're going to react. You can disagree on ideas, but to get back at them in that way and the people they represent, it's just ridiculous. And it's sad to think that that's the way we operate still to this day in the state.
No, what's sad is, like, you know, people that voted for Clay, people like Stuart Little, very little Bishop, he played the game. He played the game. Doty actually told him, oh, I ain't going to take it out. No, we took it out. You didn't vote for us. I mean, that was Bishop who helped lead the charge with Clay Shakesnot. That's just a fact. And that's what Stuart Little, very little Bishop, did. And then you had Blank Page Cortez, who's trying to beat her and trying to beat Miguez and people that really fought the good fight. And that's why Shakesnot cannot be the Secretary of State. If he is, what an embarrassment for the state.
Yeah, we can't have that. And, you know, I normally don't speak like this on these issues, Moon, but the thing is, we have to have an informed electorate. And if people do not know what the character and what the background and what the history is of the people they're going to elect, they can make a bad decision that's going to affect them for at least 4 years. And that just can't happen. That happened to me once in an election before. I voted for someone, and then right after I voted and someone had called me and I said, oh, yeah, I already did early voting. I voted for so-and-so. And they said, well, do you know that he's done this and that and his character's this? And I said, no, I didn't know. So people need to know.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell you is I've done 4 years trying to be honest with the Louisiana people about Clay Shakesnot. It's up to them now because the vote's right around the corner. They need to beat him. I don't care who they vote for, but they need to beat him. Anyway, look, Raymond, I know you don't like to talk about this, but thank you so much.
Hey, he should be calling to thank you to make sure he doesn't get in a job he shouldn't be in, man.
I didn't think about that. That's a good quote. He should be calling me to thank me if he don't get in. Yeah, so then it'd be the job he's not qualified for. I like that. I like that. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
But his life was taken by someone who should have never been on the streets. Just a senseless crime.
My daughter was excited about the future. All of a sudden, we heard a pop. Landry bent over and screamed, "Help me." That's when I knew it was a scream that you never forget. I grabbed her and said, "I'm here. Mama's here. Tell me what's wrong." And she never said another word.
There's no justice when murderers are allowed to walk free.
Jeff Landry knows where the system's broken and wants to make our state safer.
Jeff Landry was a police officer and a sheriff's deputy, and he knows what's wrong with our criminal justice system.
Jeff Landry wants to fix the system.
Jeff Landry will hold everyone accountable. He will make our streets safe again.
We need a law and order governor.
That's why I'm supporting Jeff Landry for governor.
Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
This is Insurance Commissioner-elect Tim Temple. First, I want to say thank you. I'm incredibly honored to be entrusted with this job. We have a lot of work to do, and while I don't take office officially until January, I'm already going to work for you. We've set up a transition team, and we're interested in hearing your thoughts to improve insurance. You can visit templeforlouisiana.com to engage with us and give us your input. Together, we will tackle the insurance crisis and make Louisiana better.
Paid for by the Tim Temple Campaign.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight Campaign.
Anyway, folks, it's Moon
Griffon Show, brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, online at matthewjames.com.
Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Brandon, talking about taking off between the next this election and next election. Brandon, it could be a Toledo Bend trip in the to make it for
you. You know, well, you get it during the dead time when things start getting quiet.
If I tell you, this is wearing me out. I can't explain it. A couple things real quick. You know, it's I do want to mention Superior Grill. Superior Grill was great food. I was there Sunday in Shreveport. It was great. I passed by the Superior Grill yesterday evening that's coming up in Lafayette, and people are so excited. Phil Barbaray and his partner, they're going to be excited about what goes on in Lafayette. They're going to love Superior Grill in Lafayette. And you know, great Mexican food, great time. We had such a good time. The waiters are always first class. Take care of your service and everything you need. The food's really good. But, man, the atmosphere at Superior Grill, all of them are so good. You want a big party, you got catering coming up, happy hours. Man, they do a wonderful, wonderful job. Check out my friends at Superior Grill, Lyon Avenue in Shreveport. Of course, our friends in Baton Rouge on Government Street and Holland Road and in New Orleans, St. Charles Avenue. And I've been to all of them, and all of them were the same. All righty. And the last thing I want to say is Raymond Crew. He's not the type of guy to come on the air and talk about that. I'm just telling you, I know him. He's a really great, awesome guy, work smart guy. For him to come on and talk about Clay Shakesnyder, it tells you, if you knew Raymond Crew, you would be voting against Shakesnyder. You wouldn't even touch that cat. I'm just telling you, I could get almost all of them on here and do this all day, but we don't have time. Let's go to Valerie Hodges joins Representative Hodges. She's running for Senate District Number 13. Valerie, first of all, Valerie, people ought to be praying for you because the nastiness led by Buddy Mincy, the trial lawyers, and the people that hate conservatives, boy, they've really been throwing the kitchen sink at you.
Yes, they have, Moo. But thank you for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
I was just kind of curious. They throw in the kitchen sink, but yeah, you've been standing tall, and I believe you're going to win this race. And just tell people what you've been going through, because I know there's been a lot of lies. They make up stuff as they go, and they wouldn't be so nasty if they didn't think you were going to beat them.
Absolutely, Moon. And the thing is, that is a page right out of the Democrat playbook, because if you can't win on the issues, then you lie. And that's the thing. I have a pet peeve about lying. And so what's going on is these Democratic operatives, and it is Democratic operatives with the Napoleon PAC, who were John Bel Edwards people.
Yep.
They ran his campaign and his funding. They are the ones who got money from the trial lawyers that are pouring in hundreds of thousands of dollars into these races to defeat conservatives, and especially me.
And it's you and Alan Seaball and Blake Miguez and Dodie Hart, right. They are like trying to ruin y'all lives. And that's why I'm telling people, if you vote with the system, you're going to get a lot more like this. But if you vote with y'all, we got a better chance.
Right. And so the thing is, people need to ask themselves, especially conservative Republicans, need to ask yourself, why would these people be putting out this kind of garbage and information, things like saying, I'm for human trafficking? It is so bizarre and ludicrous, Moon, to say that, you know, to send out mailers saying that I'm supporting human trafficking when I have been fighting human trafficking for 12 years. I'm on the Human Trafficking Prevention Commission to fight that. And it's insulting, and it is, to me, it's slander. I have four teenage daughters and an older daughter. That to put out something like that and to say that I voted to increase insurance rates, that's absolutely a blatant lie when I voted to lower insurance rates. I got teenage daughters that I'm paying insurance for.
You know what, Valerie? If the voters would just sit back and think about what's being said and look at this thing practically, you would win 80% of the vote. You'd win 80% of the vote against Crybaby Mincy, because that's all they know how to do. Let me stop. I want you to tell people about all endorsements. I mean, John Kennedy? I mean, come on. You've got some big endorsements.
I do. And so I've got the endorsements of nearly every conservative group in Louisiana and some national groups that you were there the night I got that award.
Yeah.
And so I've got John Kennedy's endorsement. Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council just endorsed me. Jeff Taylor just endorsed me, and we did a video and him talking about my record and how, I'm always working so hard. Well, another thing they put out was my attendance record, which is a blatant lie. I have a 95% voting record. And to me, what I don't understand, that how can these shadowy organizations that just started up in July, by the way, how can they make such false claims? I mean, it's slanderous, it's libel. But to just make up things that have absolutely no truth. So the people, the voters, need to check it out. They need to look at our record. Go on my Facebook. You'll see nothing on my Facebook except my record. The incredibly important bills that I've done, such as fighting illegal immigration. What we're seeing over in Israel right now is, and they're saying, you've got America, you've got to close your borders. I've tried to pass bills year after year, but under John Bell could not get them passed. And I want to serve in the Senate so that I can get those bills that I fought for years to get passed.
Yeah.
And all the issues that I fought for. But, you know, for these shadowy organizations to come out and just make up blatant lies, like saying I voted against the teacher's pay raise, when in fact I had a bill that gave teachers a pay raise actually would be money transfers outside of the country, would raise a close to $100 million a year. And so those are the kind of things, if they're stating the opposite. I don't know what you call the opposite of the truth, but everything that they put out is very disturbing to me, because I have worked very hard against to fight flooding and to fight taxes, to lower taxes when, you know, my opponent has voted to increase taxes with that busting the cap thing that we just had this year. And you were there.
By the way, Buddy was Buddy Mincy was also a fraud squad member. He walked across the aisle with Clay Shakespeare and told the Democrats, we'll give you power. Now, he did that. I mean, you can, if I could sit down with every Republican personally, there would be very few, and they're not too bright, would go that way. They would look at me and go, wow. Because when he said, when you explain it to me, I could never vote for a person like that. You know, what's sad is that rogue Bel Edwards organization is pushing Muncy. They're pushing Mike McConathy. They're pushing Chris Turner in Doty's race. They're pushing Andre in Miguez's race. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous how nasty these people have gotten against y'all.
It is because they don't want tort reform, because that is what will lower insurance rates. Until we stop all of these frivolous lawsuits and suing insurance companies for hundreds of millions of dollars every year, that's how they, you know, make their living. And until we can lower that threshold, like Texas has done, like Florida has done, we're going to have a difficult time bringing insurance companies to Louisiana, because, you know, the trial lawyers want to continue this. That's why they're fighting so hard, because they know the power is in the Senate. In the past 12 years that I have served, that has been where every good deal goes to die, if they didn't want something done. But we have a chance here this year, in October 14th, to change everything going forward and make Louisiana great again. Make Louisiana as great of a state in the South as all of our neighboring states. But we have got to elect true conservatives who are willing to stand up and do that and take the hits like we've been taking.
Are y'all taking hits that I think is ungodly and unbelievable, when if the people of Louisiana and your district and all over the state would just look at who's pushing his nasty ass. I saw Rodney Shamahorn, that Lyles Golly, pushing all the nasty stuff at him too. Danny McCormick. It's just amazing. If you're a conservative Christian and you stand up, they hate you. But if you're willing to give the good old boy network that's doing all this, they really hate the people in your district. They love the money they get from not doing anything. They hate everybody in your district. And that's who's Mincy's with. They hate you. They just want you to vote for the wrong person so they can make their money. That's a fact.
Right, and they're putting out every day a mailer every day, and that costs tens of thousands of dollars to send out mailers like that, a lie every day. And so people are being bombarded with that. And I've heard from people, it's like, you know, going door to door, it's like, well, you know, did you really do this or did you really do that? I'm like, no, I did the opposite of that. I am not for human trafficking. That's just so ludicrous to even say things like that.
But they're allowed to say it. They're allowed to say it because they want their money. Hey, Valerie, real quick, just for a few seconds, tell the voters why it's important they vote for you, because it is important in District 13 they vote for you.
Well, it is important to vote for me because I am a true conservative who is fighting for faith and family and freedom. And that is not just a cliche to me, Moon. You know that is what I stand for and fight for. And I have been fighting for that every single year. I've been fighting flooding. I've got the largest civil works project in Louisiana that's fully funded and nearing completion, the Comeat Diversion Canal. And there's a lot of other flood projects that are being completed that I've worked on. Want to continue that fight, lower taxes, I'm fighting for election integrity. I passed some bills, but the governor vetoed them. And fighting illegal immigration, we've got to do something in this state about what's going on. And so I just would, you know, thank you for the opportunity, for letting me come on. I believe that I am the right candidate because of my experience. You can look at my voting record. I posted it on Valerie Hodges for Senate on my Facebook page. And I did a list. It was three pages of bills. It's very small print of just some of the things that I've done over the past 12 years.
All right, Valerie, only because I got to go. Thank you, babe. Good luck.
Thank you, Moon. Have a blessed day.
They've beaten her to death. It's not even fair the way they're doing this to her and C-Ball and them. And McConathy's supposed to be a big Christian, but he's not lying. He's lying every bit of it. We'll be right back.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. One in three Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
Joe Biden wanted to stop oil and gas jobs in the Gulf of Mexico. But Liz Merle fought for us and blocked Biden's left-wing ban on oil and gas leasing. Liz whipped sleepy Joe Biden's lawyers. But we know they'll try again. Liz will be ready and will never back down. For Attorney General, vote Liz Merle, Louisiana's fighter.
Paid for by Safe and Free Louisiana and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight Campaign.
Hey folks, discover Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning, and Raging Cajun Foods' delicious line of seasoned dinners. Beans, black-eyed peas, roux, Creole sauce, seasonings, rubs, and even sweet jalapeno relish and spicy pickles. Raging Cajun's authentic recipes have been secretly crafted in the heart of Acadiana for over 38 years. Ask for Raging Cajun at all your favorite grocery stores today. Raging Cajun, original Cajun seasoning. Folks, ask him for that Raging Cajun. Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Tax Wealth Management Hotline. Brent Littlefield joins us. Brent, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm out here on the road with Jeff Landry and the crew, and we're doing a diner dash across the entire state.
Now tell me what a diner dash is, and then tell people where you're going and what time will you be there.
Well, diner dash is what we're calling this last week of campaign stops, as Jeff Landry crisscrosses the state. And right now, we're actually in Shreveport. We just left Strawn's Eat Shop. We had a huge crowd this morning there. And then at 11:30 a.m. this morning, we're going to be at Catahoula's in Monroe. So if you're listening to this show right now and you're in the Monroe area, come out at 11:30 this morning at Catahoula's. Come see Jeff Landry, talk with him, cheer him on before Saturday's vote. At 2:30 today, we're going to be at Century Drugstore and Grill in Alexandria. So 11:30 this morning at Catahoula's, 2:30 today at Century Drugstore. And then tomorrow on Thursday at 8:30 a.m., we're going to be at Drago's in Metairie. And just a quick note on that, they actually are serving breakfast there now. So, yes, you can come there and have breakfast. We'll be there at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then at 11:30 a.m., we're going to be at George's in Baton Rouge tomorrow. And then on Friday morning at 8:30 a.m., we're going to be at Ticoon's in Lafayette. So you can come to any of these stops, come out and say hello to Jeff Landry. Sharon Landry's there with him, and we're having a great time.
What y'all trying to do, see how much weight y'all can gain on a trip? You trying to put weight back on? Is that what's happening? God, have mercy. Y'all eat all the good food places.
I had pretty good pancakes and eggs this morning at Strawn's. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Where were you at?
At Strawn's.
Oh, yeah.
In Freeport.
I'm very familiar with it. Great restaurant. Yeah, they had really good restaurant. All this is just to talk to people. I guess at this point, all the money spent and everything you can possibly do is just about done, I guess. I'm guessing. I always ask people, what do you do the last few days? What do you do the last few days of an election?
Yeah, we're working hard. The Landry campaign is running like we're 25 points behind. That's the way we treat this. We're running hard all the way into Election Day. We'll be working all day on Election Day until the polls close. We are not going to stop until we get to the end of the polls on Saturday.
Yeah, I just never knew what everybody continued to do. But the other thing is, I guess, is to get your vote out. I mean, you got to make sure, you know, because Brent, there's a show and a sign that a lot of people are not going to vote, especially Democrats. But you got to go vote. People have to go vote. If nobody goes vote, then things can change.
100%. You got to get out to vote, and you got to bring somebody with you. Talk to your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, and make sure that they go to vote too. You'd be surprised at how many people might pop up the next day and go, you know, I just completely forgot that was Saturday. So make sure they don't forget. Make sure you tell them and remind them and tell them to go vote.
Yeah, it's no doubt about it. I mean, because the elections, I mean, you know, if you're fortunate enough to make the runoff, I tell people all the time, governor's races are tricky. All these races can be tricky. We just need the right people to go vote. And when I say the right people, I'm talking about people that love the state. That's it. You can be Democrat, Republican, Independent. You can be whatever religion. I want the right people. People that are informed, because you got to make an informed vote.
That's right. We want people that, you know, care about the state, want to see a better future, and Jeff's committed to it, and he's ready to go to work. He's ready to get through this election and go to work.
All right, run it down one more time. Where are y'all going to be starting today through, I guess, Friday morning?
Yep, today, Wednesday, Catahoula is 11:30 a.m. and Monroe, 2:30 p.m., the Century Drugstore and Grill in Alexandria. Tomorrow, on Thursday, 8:30 a.m., at Rago's and Metairie. And again, they're open for breakfast. 11:30 a.m. tomorrow, we're going to be in Baton Rouge at George's. And then on Friday at 8:30 a.m., we're going to be at T-Coon's in Lafayette.
Yeah, all T-Coon's got to do is call a station. He could pay for a remote. We could be doing a show from now on Friday. So all he's got to do is make the phone call. All right, Brent, good luck.
Thanks so much.
All right, we'll be back. Danny McCormick joins me at 10:06. Representative Danny McCormick, he's in a good race too, but it bombs away on him too, which is lying about him as well. We'll be right back.
Shady Clay Schexnider wants to be Louisiana's next Secretary of State. Well, there are a few significant problems with that we really can't afford to overlook. First, Shady Clay Schexnider got elected House Speaker by cutting a dirty deal with House Democrats. You know, he's one of those politicians who doesn't seem to be rooted in what he believes in, right? But rather, what he believes will get him the most power. Then, as Speaker, Shady Clay Schexnider raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now conveniently funding his Secretary of State campaign. Yes, you heard that right. He raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now funding his Secretary of State campaign. I would encourage you to search the phrase Clay Schexnider budget controversy to learn more. But look, it's clear that we can't trust Shady Clay Schexnider to defend our state's election integrity from big spending out-of-state fraudsters. And these are just a few reasons that the Louisiana Integrity PAC is endorsing conservative Republican Nancy Landry for Secretary of State.
Paid for by Louisiana Integrity PAC.
Paid for by the Fleming Campaign.
The race for Louisiana State Treasurer hasn't received much attention, but the choices are simple. A big spending political insider rhino who voted in the legislature to bust every spending cap that had been set, or a leftist Democrat who has taken dead aim at the essential oil and gas jobs in Louisiana. Or Dr. John Fleming, former deputy chief of staff for President Trump, an outspoken conservative in Congress, successful businessman, a military veteran. Dr. Fleming's conservative credentials has earned him the endorsement of the Louisiana GOP, as well as numerous parish GOP endorsements. John Fleming's candidacy has also won the support of Congressman Mike Johnson, Clay Higgins, and even Congressman Jim Jordan. There's no doubt who the conservative Republican is in the race for Louisiana Treasurer. Dr. John Fleming, tight-fisted with our tax dollars. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana Treasurer.
I'm Mike Francis, and I'm running for Secretary of State. I'm going to work as hard for you as I did with the great people that helped me build a leading energy business. We worked together as a team, and we got the job done. In Louisiana, we don't run from the challenges in front of us. We roll up our sleeves and we get the job done. I believe in you, and together we can move Louisiana forward. Vote for Mike Francis for Secretary of State. Paid for by friends of Mike Francis.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. When I took office, I promised to work hard and open our doors to the world. And boy, did we ever. 5 record-breaking years in tourism. In 1 year, over 53 million people visited Louisiana. They left behind $1.9 billion in taxes you and I didn't have to pay, saving us over $1,100 per Louisiana family. When we took office, 7 state parks were slated to close for lack of funding. Not only did we keep them open, but several are making a profit. When have you ever heard of a state agency making a profit? I see a day when all of our parks will make a profit for Louisiana. There's nothing I won't get involved in to make Louisiana better. Keep Louisiana Beautiful was moved under my office. This year, we had our largest cleanup ever with over 580 teams in all 64 parishes. I'm Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, asking for your vote so I can continue to work hard for all of Louisiana. We have so much more to do, and we're just getting started. Paid for by friends of Billy Nungesser.
This is Insurance Commissioner-elect Tim Temple. First, I want to say thank you. I'm incredibly honored to be entrusted with this job. We have a lot of work to do, and while I don't take office officially until January, I'm already going to work for you. We've set up a transition team, and we're interested in hearing your thoughts to improve insurance. You can visit templeforlouisiana.com to engage with us and give us your input. Together, we will tackle the insurance crisis and make Louisiana better.
Paid for by the Tim Temple Campaign.
It's your last chance to win with Vantage Healthcare in the St. Francis Medical Center Foundation's Two Cars, Two Winners giveaway. When you buy your tickets, you go into a drawing for $2,500 from Vantage Healthcare. Get your tickets at all Ouachita Valley Federal Credit Union locations, Creed and Creed, Sparks Nissan Kia, Vantro Toyota, and St. Francis Medical Center's gift shop and community health center. Or pick them up online, stfran.com/cars. $50 gets you a chance to win $2,500 and a new Toyota 4Runner or Nissan Titan Pro. Support St. Francis Medical Center's women, children's, and critical care services.
A show that's not immune to facts. The Dan Bongino Show. I'm here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station broadcasting from the Matthew James Financial Studio.
Israel's formed a new unity government on day five of its war against Hamas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We demand that they release the captives, the hostages. They have to do it now.
Israeli Defense Forces Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner, it's believed Hamas has more than 100 hostages.
In the Gaza Strip itself, the air campaign has been relentless. The Gaza City itself has been subject to withering strikes from the air.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Israel near the border says a source tells him Hamas terrorists have gone into hiding in tunnels.
So he says the air campaign have been ineffective in terms of killing Hamas fighters. Mostly what you see is a destruction of the infrastructure in Gaza City. Power and water have been cut off to the Gaza Strip. They do have an independent power generator, but it runs on diesel, and the best information we have is that it's out of fuel.
More than 1,000 Palestinians are dead. So are about 1,200 Israelis from Hamas's terror attacks and bombings, along with 14 Americans. The U.S. has sent military aid, more to come, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's pledged more weapons and ammo for Ukraine to fend off Russia's invasion at a meeting of leaders at NATO. Fox's Jonathan Savage is there.
Winter is coming to Ukraine, and if last time is anything to go by, it's not going to be easy.
President Putin is preparing once again to use winter as a weapon of war.
That's NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcoming the Ukrainian president to Brussels. Volodymyr Zelensky says he needs air defense systems
to save energy network, to save people.
House Republicans are gathering again this morning, still trying to elect a new speaker. It's Steve Scalise versus Jim Jordan.
They are going to vote by secret ballot for the Republican conference selection for Speaker of the House. I just spoke with one senior Republican who doesn't think that anyone has the votes to win, and they may sit in this meeting all day.
And that's Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol this week after Republicans ousted Kevin McCarthy as speaker. America's listening to Fox News.
Pure Talk, America's wireless company, is on a mission to alleviate $10 million in military debt by Veterans Day, but they're going to need your help. Now, Pure Talk will donate a percentage of every new order to this great cause. When you make the switch, they make it simple, fast, and easy to their super fast 5G network. Talk, text, plenty of data now, only at $20 a month. Do it right now. Dial #250. Say the keyword save now. Make the switch to Pure Talk, and you can help a military member in need.
Here's something you've never heard before.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Introducing 24/7 LifeGuard protection, only from Simply Safe Home Security. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like...
It's time to win cash. Get your KPEL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPEL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
Your code for this hour is 343. That's 343.
Look at the Joe Cunningham Show has a new start time. That's right. Hey, everybody, it's me, Joe Cunningham, and I want you to join me every weekday at 5 p.m. here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL. All of the news and analysis that's important to you right here in Acadiana, be it local, state, or national, going to have that for you during your evening drive every day from 5 to 6 p.m. The Joe Cunningham Show right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. It is hump day as we lead toward Election Day, October 14th. And I'm hoping people are going to go vote, and I'm hoping the right people are going to vote right. I hope you're going to pay attention and throw some of the mail-outs in the garbage, because it's really just nasty, especially on the conservatives. And y'all know the conservatives if y'all been listening to my program. So anyway, I do want to mention my good friends at Steinhome.com. Steinhome.com, a great Louisiana company with 1,000 employees. 12 locations in the state of Louisiana and Natchez, Mississippi, folks. They have a drive-through lumber yard. You can go online and check out all the great sales that are going on right now. They got their brochures online at steinhome.com. They're also helping fight breast cancer. If you buy the pink bucket and put your stuff in where you're shopping, they're going to donate 100% of the proceeds to the American Cancer Society. The more pink buckets they sell, the more money they're going to give to fight breast cancer. But home improvement, folks, they got gift cards, outdoor living, lawn and garden, home and decor, kitchen, bath, paint supplies. They got paint sales. They got flooring. They got floor sales right now. But you got to go to the website to check it out, so you can check out the website before you go in, because there's no way for them to list everything they do. And they do a lot. They've got an appliance sale going on and select appliances right now. Yeah, washers, cooking ranges, refrigerators, dishwashers, microwave, building materials, you bet. Everything you need right there at my friends at Stein. So you need to check out my friends at Stein, steinhome.com, steinhome.com, folks. As you know, their motto, better brands and lower prices. By the way, that's guaranteed, better brands and lower prices. Hey, can't beat a guarantee. Let's jump gears. Danny McCormick joins, Representative Danny McCormick. And, of course, Danny, they are lying about you, too. When you run for your race, they're lying through their rear ends about you, and you've been a very effective representative.
You know, I think Shady Schexnider may be their campaign consultant. It seems like they're reading out the same playbook there,
yeah.
Moon.
Yeah, they must have called your buddy Clay and found out that, you know, we need to beat him. But, hey, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to let you do it because you did it for me, and you did it when I went to your fundraiser. And that was, you had one thing to say to people about Clay Schexnider. What was it?
The one thing I had to say, Moon, is the truthful thing I can say. In 4 years, I never caught the man telling me the truth.
But that, hey, that's not, I'm laughing. That's not what he says. He said he gives his word. That's it.
And he also gets his truck wraps from Rhino Wraps, which is a kind of a fitting term there, wouldn't you think?
Oh, no. The Rhino Wraps definitely stuck him. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But, you know, and it's a shame a guy like that running for Secretary of State, because he never should have been Speaker of the House.
I agree, Moon. And, you know, the good thing about it, Moon, is for the last 4 years, I've had a great relationship with my people in District 1. I've communicated with them through mail-outs and emails and grassroots meetings. And the more that I'm attacked, the more supported they get. And it just, you know, my opponent filled out a survey saying he was for that everyone should have a government license before they could own a gun. You know, in District 1, we're very rural. I mean, you can't win District 1 with those kinds of opinions. So, you know, my people are standing strong. They're holding up to the verbal abuse and all the different attack ads he's running, and because I've got 4-year record to stand on, and I've been communicating with them, and they know what that record is.
Yeah, but I was at your deal, and the one thing people were real proud of you that you didn't lie to them. You told them what you were going to do, and you did it. You got a guy coming back. I mean, what in the heck could they even be hitting you for? This joke of a candidate you're running against. I mean, what are they even trying to hit you for? We didn't bring on money because Shake Snyder and Cortez and Stuart Little, Very Little Bishop took away the money. Bell Edwards, that's what they're bickering about.
Yeah, well, they're not actually saying that that the reason they think I'm wrong is because I didn't vote for the Nancy Pelosi. You got to vote for it before you know what's in its spending bill. When they were wanting to spend $2 billion and not let us know where it's at. If they actually worded it like that, the people, you know, it's a no-brainer. And we've been good about getting that message out. I haven't talked to one constituent. Now, I've a few bureaucrats and one mayor or so. You know, they're aggravated because they thought they may get a few crumbs. But, you know, Moon, I'm about turning this state around. I'm about prying the power out of the good old boys' hands and heading this state in the other direction. You've got to show them that you will stand up to them, that you will do what's right. You'll represent your people. And that's what we did, the 19 of us, when we voted not to bust the spending cap. And that resonates with the people. Like I've been in communication with them, they've understand what we've done, and they fully support it 100%.
No doubt about it, Representative Danny McCormick. Danny, what district are you running in?
I'm running the District 1, which is mostly northwest and southwest Caddo Parish. I have a few different new precincts. I was in North Bossier. Now I'm all in Caddo.
Okay.
And it's very like-minded people, very liberty-minded, very freedom-minded people that want to actually turn this state around and try to keep our kids and grandkids here with the policies we run for the next 4 years, like ending the state income tax.
You know, Danny, you just served one term, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct, man.
And you had to serve all 4 years under the candidate that backed in Bell Edwards. And I just think it'd be a different time if you can serve with a Republican governor. I think we're going to have a Republican governor. Don't you think the times will be different if you got a Republican governor and you don't have a shady speaker like Shake Snyder and you don't have somebody like Blank Page Cortez, who the governor owned? Don't you think it'd be a different time?
I think it'll be a whole lot different time, Moon, and we could start turning this state around after 100 years of Huey P. Long politics. We can actually start turning the ship around and headed it to the right direction. Moon, I don't know if I can say we've ever had a conservative Republican as governor, and we have a chance to do that this time.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, the guy running against you, his name is Lies. No,
Liberal Lies is what I call him.
Okay. When I say Lies, I'm sorry, I messed that up. But I don't get why all these, and I do get it really, why some of the nastiest advertising is run against the best people. And I know that area, that's a good area, it's a great area, got a lot of good people in that area. I know we got a lot of listeners there, but I don't understand why they believe a lie. And people seem to believe the lies more than they believe the truth. Danny, when I went in your area, what people bragged about you was you stuck to what you ran on. And you got to keep people like you. You don't put some rookie in that's only going to be obligated to the big money people that are beating you up.
That's right. And Moon, you thought I was joking a while ago, but the fraud squad, you can tell by his angle, the fraud squad is the one that's guided him to his failure. He is failing tremendously. He's failing as bad as the fraud squad failed the last 4 years, trying to take the power away from the people. He's failing. He's failing tremendously. I bet he's got Tanner McGee on speed dial the way he talks.
Yeah. Bad news, Bear McGee. That's all the same
like
group.
Tanner.
Yeah, it's all the same group. It's all the same people that are trying to beat you up, you know. It's just sad. You know, it's sad that the good people, and you're one of the good ones, that have fought the good fight, we don't want to get rid of them. That's what I keep – don't get rid of the good ones, the bad ones. There's a lot of bad ones to get rid of. Shake Snyder running for Secretary of State. That's a bad one. You don't want him in Secretary of State. I don't know what votes he's going to buy next. He bought votes to become speaker. Then he gave $1 million to every Democrat so he can pass his budget. I mean, that's all he knows.
That's exactly right, Moon. I mean, and the reason they're attacking us is because we're making a difference, Moon. I mean, we're exposing them for what they are. When us 19 stood up and voted against busting the spending cap, we exposed them. We exposed them for what they were. They are They're not capable of making a living out here like the regular small business owners, working class people. They have to feed off the government dole because they're failures in their life. And they have to have these policies to feed them the money they have to have.
You know, Danny, this is how I summed up the good old boy network. They really don't care about your district and District 1. They could care less. They want their candidate in so they can keep making money off the government. That's it. They really don't give a rat's rear end about the people in your district. They don't. They never have and they never will. They care about their money. That's all people have to see.
And that's exactly right. And they're not capable of making a living without stealing it through the government process. They will completely dry up financially and go away if we clean up politics in Louisiana.
Yeah, Danny, anything else you want to tell the voters why to vote for you real quick?
I'm the man with the backbone. I've been standing up to the fraud squad and the likes for the last 4 years. My opponent supports you having to have a license from the government before you can even own a firearm. Mm. I'm been pushing constitutional carry for the last 4 years. There's a great difference between both of us. I'm looking forward to being their state representative for the next 4 years, and they can go to McCormick4LA.com, McCormick4LA.com, if they need more information on me.
Well, Danny, you need to get back in there. We need you to continue to fight. But we got to have the fight. We got to have somebody help our Republican governor and hope and pray that that works out. But thank you so much.
Thank you, Moon. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Danny McCormick, District 1. All right, let's take a break. 844-766-6607. What the hell's wrong with Scott Wilfong? What the hell's wrong with Republican Scott Wilfong? I never seen anybody beat up people so bad in my life. And don't talk about me. This guy does, this is ridiculous. I know Wilfong. What is your problem? Just become a big Democrat. Okay? Just become a Democrat. But take a break. We'll be right back.
Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin. Election Day is this Saturday, October 14th, and everyone has something on their ballot. So make sure to download the free, award-winning GoVote mobile app. Find your polling place, sign up for electronic notifications, and view your sample ballot. As a reminder, polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. this Saturday. For more information and to find out how we keep our elections safe and secure, visit geauxvote.com. Get ready and go vote, Louisiana.
I'm Mike Francis, and I'm running for Secretary of State. I'm going to work as hard for you as I did with the great people that helped me build a leading energy business. We worked together as a team, and we got the job done. In Louisiana, we don't run from the challenges in front of us. We roll up our sleeves, and we get the job done. I believe in you, and together, we can move Louisiana forward. Vote for Mike Francis for Secretary of State. Paid for by friends of Mike Francis.
This is Insurance Commissioner-elect Tim Temple. First, I want to say thank you. I'm incredibly honored to be entrusted with this job. We have a lot of work to do, and while I don't take office officially until January, I'm already going to work for you. We've set up a transition team, and we're interested in hearing your thoughts to improve insurance. You can visit temple4louisiana.com to engage with us and give us your input. Together, we will tackle the insurance crisis and make Louisiana better.
Paid for by the Tim Temple campaign.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight campaign.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. Folks, it is awesome to be with you. Election Day on Saturday. Make sure you get a chance to vote. Go vote if you hadn't voted already. Come on, man. Let's make it count. Let's change Louisiana. Let's have some fun and change Louisiana. Let's kick the good old boy network system out. We all know who the candidates are. I've been explaining it every day. Kick them out. Put somebody new. At least it gives us a chance. We have no chance with the system that we have. We have no chance with money bags in the grease of control and stuff. We have no chance if Bell Edwards and Matthew Blockhead behind McConathy, if he wins, and Taylor Townsend and McConathy, if he wins. We have no chance. Why even do that to ourselves? Buddy Mincy moving up. Clay Shake's not a second. Come on. We have no chance. Why don't we give ourselves a chance one time? Just give our chance and see. We don't do it, I'll be the first to raise my hand and surrender. Just give ourselves a chance. We can't do it doing the old things we've already done. By the way, I want to, my friends at Schumacher Homes, SchumacherHomes.com, can start experimenting, bringing your ideas to life by going to SchumacherHomes.com. They got this new virtual tool called Your Home in 3D. Customizing a popular Charleston has never been simpler. You can explore the plan. Like never before, folks. Think about that. And feel like you're directly in the room making design changes yourself. How cool is that? Well, Schumacher is one of the only companies that do this. Not only can you browse the library and selection of options, but you can also explore common customizations like fireplaces, ceiling heights, and things of that nature. Play with it. Kind of look at it. See what you like. Explore Schumacher's model home to discover the idea, floor plan, and interior design concepts that will bring your dream space to life. I built a home. Everybody dreams of building one. Let Schumacher Homes, which is building your dream home, build your home and make it a reality. SchumacherHomes.com. Yeah, I'm real puzzled about something. So I run into Scott Wilfong. Been knowing Scott for years. Scott Wilfong does all the dirty work on Republicans. And I hear he's even paid for by the Republican Party. I'm trying to explain. Scott Wilfong He's like the snotty-nosed kid in the room. He gets to stay in a room. He beats up all the conservative candidates. He beats up Valerie Hodges. He beats up Dodie Harden. He beats up Blake Meagher. Why is he in the Republican Party? Hell, I'm not in the Republican Party. Why does he beat up Republicans? I mean, he does all the underground, snake in the grass, lying, backstabbing stuff out there. How is Scott Wilfong able to even in the Republican? I want to see. Is Scott Wilfong on the Republican payroll, the Republican Party payroll? Because if he is, somebody's got some questions to answer. Scott Wilfong is beating up the conservatives. Scott Wilfong's helping people like Buddy Mincy, who only has an R by his name because he thinks it's cool, because he can't win without it. All these people, if McConathy was running with the Democrat behind his name, wouldn't worry about his race. He wouldn't have a chance, but that's who he is. I mean, this guy does all the behind-the-scenes work butchering all the conservatives. Now, somebody would say, well, Mooney's got to make a living. I ain't going to argue with that. But don't go to the Republican functions. I saw him at the Cajun Dome, Brent. Met his bride. His bride sounded like a sweet lady. Why is he allowed to go around, walking around, and bury in the Republicans? Okay? They tell me he's not on a payroll consulting fee. Well, I hope not, because I hear he was. What bothers me about him is he walks around with these Republicans and then he buries them. Now, if you're in the Republican Party, okay, if you're in the Republican Party and you're really a conservative, why are you burying all the conservatives? And he seems to work mostly for the left. He seems to almost work with the Bell Edwards candidate. You know, and that's I don't understand why they even pay a guy, allow a guy to do what he does and stay in the party like he does and act like he's one of us, like he's a big conservative. Conservatives don't smash conservatives. You know, he worked with Jeremy, what was it, Lacombe to smash Caleb Klonpeter. Caleb Klonpeter is a Republican who beat a bad Democrat, and it was Scott Wilfong helping Lacombe, who's a leftist, who's a Republican now because he couldn't win without being a Republican. What he did with Caleb Klonpeter ought to be unforgivable. What is Scott Wilfong doing? What the heck is Scott Wilfong trying to do? Except run conservatives and people that want to change the state. How does somebody like, I mean, Caleb Klein-Peter, I mean, McClellan had voted with Edwards on all his sexual stuff and transitional stuff that was going on. He supported Edwards. He supported Edwards when he wanted boys and girls bathrooms. Scott Wilfong was trying to run Caleb Klein-Peter. Scott Wilfong has become the joke in the state. Now, wait, if Scott Wilfong ought to do what I think he ought to do is go ahead and be in the Democrat Party. Go ahead and join the Democrats, join Joe Biden, join Barack Obama, join Bill Edwards. And Scott, I don't have a problem with it. But what you're doing is absolutely sick. People need to get a hold of Scott and say, Scott, go in a different party. He's hurting all the conservatives. And I mean, he is butchering conservatives. Why is he in the party? Why is he in the party then? Maybe he can find out more information then. Take a break. Be right back. Mike Francis joins us when we get back.
Your last chance to win with Vantage Healthcare in the St. Francis Medical Center Foundation's Two Cars, Two Winners giveaway. When you buy your tickets, you go into a drawing for $2,500 from Vantage Healthcare. Get your tickets at all Ouachita Valley Federal Credit Union locations, Creed and Creed, Sparks Nissan Kia, Vantro Toyota, and St. Francis Medical Center's gift shop and community health center. Or pick them up online, stfran.com/cars. $50 gets you a chance to win $2,500 and a new Toyota 4Runner or Nissan Titan Pro. Support St. Francis Medical Center's women's, children's, and critical care services.
This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin. Election Day is this Saturday, October 14th, and everyone has something on their ballot. So make sure to download the free, award-winning GoVote mobile app. Find your polling place, sign up for electronic notifications, and view your sample ballot. As a reminder, polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. this Saturday. For more information and to find out how we keep our elections safe and secure, visit geauxvote.com. Get ready and go vote, Louisiana.
My son, Tuda, had a bright future, but his life was taken by someone who should have never been on the streets. Just a senseless crime.
My daughter was excited about the future. All of a sudden, we heard a pop. Landry bent over and screamed, "Help me." That's when I knew. It was a scream that you never forget. I grabbed her and said, "I'm here. Mama's here. Tell me what's wrong." And she never said another word.
There's no justice when murderers are allowed to walk free.
Jeff Landry knows where the system's broken and wants to make our state safer.
Jeff Landry was a police officer and a sheriff's deputy, and he knows what's wrong with our criminal justice system.
Jeff Landry wants to fix the system.
Jeff Landry will hold everyone accountable. He will make our streets safe again.
We need a law and order governor.
That's why I'm supporting Jeff Landry for governor.
Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. Online at MatthewJames.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Hey, folks, before we rock and roll, I want to mention J&J Exterminator, the largest independent exterminator in the great state of Louisiana. Look, I've been using them for a long time. I've been pushing their company for over 20 years, and the reason I'm pushing is because they do what they say. They really are a unique company, and I'll tell you what, they've grown. They've grown with the times. They understand, you know, things change, and they've changed with the times, but I'll tell you, employ great Louisiana people here. They've actually expanded into Texas, but they can service you. If you're here listening to my program, or if you're in the sound of voice or any inch of Louisiana, J&J Exterminator can service you. I'm telling you, it's the one to know. It's the one to turn to. You're going to be glad you turned to J&J. You got a problem, call them. See if they can fix it. See if they can help a brother out. J&J Exterminator. All right, let's jump gears. Secretary of State's race, which is one of the ones being closely watched. Public Service Commissioner Mike Francis joining us. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Moon. I want to tell you, you're right about J&J. Bobby John, the owner and founder, is a close friend of mine. We use J&J in my home. And I'm glad to see that he's advertising on your program. I agree with you.
Yeah, he's been a long time. Mike, you know, a lot of people, you run for, you know, for this Secretary of State, and all this Secretary of State does a lot more than elections. I know people don't know, but it seems like to me the big focus is on elections. So my question to you on this is, what do you feel like you take the office? What do you feel like you need to do? And mostly, I don't know if you need to change anything or what, but what's your plans with the Secretary of State's office?
Okay, let me just briefly touch on, if you need a marriage license, that's clerk of court. But clerk of court handles a lot of business paperwork, different licenses and things. It's a very important part of the business. And as a businessman, I want to see if there are ways we can make it more business friendly. Now, the major issue that's come up and the reason I've got in this race is because the elections and to keep them safe and honest and no fraud. And as I look at it, it's not being run by what I would call a businessman. I want to bring a businessman's approach to it. And as a lot of you listeners know, I had a business of 500 employees, so I have the experience to do that job. And I'll go in. My first plan, and this will be done in the first quarter of next year after we take office, we're going to have a technical conference, and we're going to ask everyone who has an idea about our elections going forward to come in and explain it. But I'll assure you this, I'm going to listen to the clerks of court and the registrars, those people who get the elections done, that what are their ideas? Where do they see us going in the future? I'm going to lead from the bottom up. I'm a bottom-up type of leader, and I don't have any fancy hotshot ideas from the Capitol down. We're going to work with the people out there to make any changes that come in keeping our elections safe.
You know, Mike, when you go around, you talk to people, are people saying anything? I mean, you know, they had this debate about honest elections, but I always thought that was mostly in other states and that we had done a pretty good job. Heritage Foundation say we've done a pretty good job, but I noticed some people out there saying, no, we can cheat here. I don't know, Mike. I mean, I hadn't been in the office, and I guess there's something until you get in the office. How do you even know what to do with that?
Well, there, you know, after Trump lost the election, there were a lot of accusations about it was stolen from him. And we've all watched and listened to hear the evidence. And there hasn't been any evidence to prove those accusations, and especially here in Louisiana. And a lot of the folks who helped get the elections done, they're personally offended by their pride of the elections we've done. And we are doing a good job here in Louisiana. We need a firm manager who understands business and knows how to work with the people who go and get the vote out. Any change we have is going to come from those folks. And, again, the clerks of court, the registrars, those honorable people who have given us a good, honest election. And I believe we have had that. We just need a leader at the Secretary of State that knows how to run a business and get things done.
Yeah, Mike Francis, my special guest. He's a public service commissioner. He is running for Secretary of State. And Kyle Ornstein decided not to run. And this thing has been blown wide open, Mike, with several candidates getting in. And it looks like this is definitely going to be a runoff election. I already noticed that the Democrat voting is down. Black voting is down. White voters are up. Republican voters are up. When you're out there campaigning, I mean, do you have to do certain things to kind of figure what its numbers are going to fall at? Because this thing can go anywhere right now in the Secretary of State's office. I think it's that wide open. But that's my opinion. I've been watching it the whole time.
Well, we're looking at all those factors. I know your audience is very conservative and pro-business and supports Republicans. Just remind the audience, I led the Republican Party for 6 years as chairman during some of our best growth years. And so I have a proof of leadership in the political side. I spent 30 years building an oil and gas business with 500 employees. I know how to run a business. We worked all over the country. And also the last 7 years, I've served as public service commissioner. And three of those years, I was vice chairman. Two of those years, I was chairman. And there are a lot of things that I've learned about government. You know, the public service commissioner, we take on billion-dollar projects. And I see this election controversy and will we have voting machines? What will we do with any law changes? I'm excited to be able to lead like we've done at the Public Service Commission, and I'm very proud of that record I've done there, and I'm going to bring that to Baton Rouge as Secretary of State. Now, getting back to this election, there are 8 candidates running for this office, 2 Democrats, 1 Independent, 5 Republicans. It is going to be a razor-thin margin on the 2 that get into the runoff, and I would just ask people to please remember me when you vote, and every vote is going to count to make sure we get in a runoff. The way I see it, if we get in a runoff, we will win this seat. So we need to get in a runoff, and it's going to be close.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. Mike Francis, Public Service Commission running. Yeah, Mike, I guess the only other thing is that, you know, if you were to take the office, we got to be careful of outside money coming in. It's a great amendment. Blake Miguez and them finally had to go around the governor and around Shake Snot and around Paige Cortez to get this on a ballot. But amendment number 1 will protect us from outside money coming in and affecting our elections. And I just was curious what you thought about amendment 1.
I strongly supported that amendment. I voted for it, and I've encouraged all the legislators to support it. And it's a shame that the governor and Shake Snyder did not go along with that. I don't understand why they couldn't see the benefits of stopping this outside trash money, keeping it out of Louisiana. We don't need your money here, folks. We're going to take care of our own business. So that's going to be a very good law for our future.
All right, Mike, real quick, about a minute left. Tell people how to vote for you before I let you go, and thanks for being part of the program.
Well, if you want to look up, it's friendsofmikefrancis.com, friendsofmikefrancis.com, and we'd sure love for you to push that donating button also. But I'm laying out my background and credentials as a leader. 30-something years in business, building a company with 500 employees, leading the Republican Party for 6 great years, and 7 years of work on the Public Service Commission. That resume proves that I'm a leader, and I will put God and country first in this new job as Secretary of State.
All right, Mike, good luck to you. God bless. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Mayor.
All right, we got to go. We're running. Kevin Birkin will join us for a few minutes. He's on Public Service. I'm sorry, Bessie, District 7. We'll be right back.
Joe Biden wanted to stop oil and gas jobs in the Gulf of Mexico. But Liz Merle fought for us and blocked Biden's left-wing ban on oil and gas leasing. Liz whipped sleepy Joe Biden's lawyers. But we know they'll try again. Liz will be ready and will never back down. For Attorney General, vote Liz Merle, Louisiana's fighter. Paid for by Safe and Free Louisiana, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight campaign.
Shady Clay Schexnider wants to be Louisiana's next Secretary of State. Well, there are a few significant problems with that we really can't afford to overlook. First, Shady Clay Schexnider got elected House Speaker by cutting a dirty deal with House Democrats. You know, he's one of those politicians who doesn't seem to be rooted in what he believes in, right? But rather, what he believes will get him the most power. Then, as Speaker, Shady Clay Schexnider raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now conveniently funding his Secretary of State campaign. Yes, you heard that right. He raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now funding his Secretary of State campaign. I would encourage you to search the phrase Clay Schexnider budget controversy to learn more. But look, it's clear that we can't trust Shady Clay Schexnider to defend our state's election integrity from big spending out-of-state fraudsters. And these are just a few reasons that the Louisiana Integrity PAC is endorsing conservative Republican Nancy Landry for Secretary of State.
Paid for by Louisiana Integrity PAC.
The rising cost.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. All right, let's go. Kevin Birkin joins us. He's with running for Bessie District 7. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm going great, Moon. How are you?
Well, Kevin, as wild as it's gotten, I'm sure that you will be glad when this is over, regardless. But in all fairness, you running for Bessie. Tell people, you know, we've seen commercials. You've been on with me before. What are people telling you? What are some of the changes you want to see if you become a Bessie board member?
Well, Moon, first of all, I want to address something that a poll put out today on some text messages said I was convicted of a federal crime. And I just want to clear the record and just say that it was a misdemeanor hunting, duck hunting violation that's been blown out of proportion. It was 5 years ago, and that it will have absolutely no effect on me being able to make education in our state much better. So I wanted to get that out right out of the gate. Wanted to point out that I was on local school boards for 10 years in Jennings and in Crowley. 9 of those 10 years I served as chairman of those school boards. So they entrusted me with the education and helping out making those schools better, which is what I want to do for Bessie. Starting out, Moon, with the early childhood education, we need to, you know, if you fail one subject, you can still be passed to the next grade. Well, I don't believe that a child should pass to the next grade if they have failed the reading portion. If you can't read, you can't succeed, you can't learn, you can't do anything else. I believe that each child must, starting with pre-K and kindergarten, be able to read at grade level. If not, we need to get what we're calling high-intensity tutoring and get them the help that they need so that they can read to succeed. That's first. Secondly, in the middle grades, we start introducing shops and ag classes like they used to have, get the kids learning something else besides just in the books, and then on into high school. I believe that a dual enrollment is a wonderful thing, as well as career path development, like welding, like Intex or Intergy, and those types of things come in so that our kids are ready for either college, VOTEC, or the workforce.
Yeah, I know, and that's what I tell people all the time. You know, we're not a place where everybody's going to go to college. Matter of fact, Kevin, most people don't go to college, but you got to be able to read, write, and do arithmetic. And I know that I feel like our superintendent has done a great job. He's fighting back on moving kids that you just mentioned. And I think, but he's got to have a Bessie board to go with him. And that's what I think he's missing. I mean, Edwards has 3 people on the Bessie board. I can promise you, they're probably a problem for the most part.
They are a problem. It's a liberal there. And you could, as was evidenced by the dumbing down of the graduation standards that is still being debated, but it was a 6-5 vote to basically dumb it down. We get a conservative governor, which I truly believe that will happen. He will have 3 conservative appointees. I am the conservative in my race. My opponent has people backing him. That's Stand for Children, which is an organization out of Portland, Oregon, and also the teachers union. So I am the conservative in the race. I am the common sense businessman's approach to solving problems. There are a lot of problems, a lot of issues with our education system. And you're right, Dr. Brumley is doing a great job. He needs help, and I want to be there to help him.
Yeah, Kevin, you know, it's not too late. A lot of people hadn't voted yet. What do you tell people? Why should they vote for you? Why are you the guy?
Well, I think I'm uniquely qualified candidate of the 3 because of my experiences on all the different boards and committees that I've been on. I tell people, like, I've been on as a farmer, and I was grew up farming. I farmed on my own for 23 crops. So I know hard work, but also that I've been on
bunch of different boards and committees, such as the Jennings American Legion Hospital, such as Hospice of Acadiana there in Lafayette. And they didn't ask me to be on those boards because I knew how to treat patients or to treat the indigenous patients. What they asked me to be on those boards because I know how to treat businesses and make them better. The BESSE board obviously is a board. I don't want to sound like Kamala Harris, but it is a board that oversees the education. I believe I'm uniquely qualified to be able to help make that better, and that we can move our education system off the bottom. Yep. Cade Brumley has done a great job and has got a lot of accolades and things on, especially we're ranked number one in fourth grade reading acceleration.
Hey, Kevin, I hate to cut you, but I got to cut you, man. Thank you so much. All right, we'll do it again soon. God bless. Best of luck. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Paid for by the Fleming campaign.
The race for Louisiana State Treasurer hasn't received much attention, but the choices are simple. A big spending political insider rhino who voted in the legislature to bust every spending cap that had been set, or a leftist Democrat who has taken dead aim at the essential oil and gas jobs in Louisiana. Or Dr. John Fleming, former Deputy Chief of Staff for President Trump, an outspoken conservative in Congress, successful businessman, a military veteran. Dr. Fleming's conservative credentials has earned him the endorsement of the Louisiana GOP, as well as numerous parish GOP endorsements. John Fleming's candidacy has also won the support of Congressman Mike Johnson, Clay Higgins, and even Congressman Jim Jordan. There's no doubt who the conservative Republican is in the race for Louisiana Treasurer. Dr. John Fleming, tight-fisted with our tax dollars. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana Treasurer.
This is Insurance Commissioner-elect Tim Temple. First, I want to say thank you. I'm incredibly honored to be entrusted with this job. We have a lot of work to do, and while I don't take office officially until January, I'm already going to work for you. We've set up a transition team, and we're interested in hearing your thoughts to improve insurance. You can visit templefortlouisiana.com to engage with us and give us your input. Together, we will tackle the insurance crisis and make Louisiana better.
Paid for by the Tim Temple Campaign.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight Campaign.
Conservatives want to keep Nancy Landry's experience leading the Secretary of State's office. Currently the first Assistant Secretary of State, Republican Nancy Landry will be ready on day one and has a solid conservative voting record from her time in the state legislature. Our new Secretary of State must conduct the 2024 presidential elections immediately after taking office. Louisiana cannot afford someone who needs on-the-job training. Nancy Landry will be ready on day one to keep our elections safe and secure.
Paid for by Nancy Landry Campaign.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. One in three Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day, more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
Shady Clay Schexnider wants to be Louisiana's next Secretary of State. Well, there are a few significant problems with that we really can't afford to overlook. First, Shady Clay Schexnider got elected House Speaker by cutting a dirty deal with House Democrats. You know, he's one of those politicians who doesn't seem to be rooted in what he believes in, right? But rather, what he believes will get him the most power. Then, as Speaker, Shady Clay Schexnider raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now conveniently funding his Secretary of State campaign. Yes, you heard that right. He raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now funding his Secretary of State campaign. I would encourage you to search the phrase Clay Schexnider budget controversy to learn more. But look, it's clear that we can't trust Shady Clay Schexnider to defend our state's election integrity from big spending out-of-state fraudsters. And these are just a few reasons that the Louisiana Integrity PAC is endorsing conservative Republican Nancy Landry for Secretary of State. Paid for by Louisiana Integrity PAC.
Louisiana is 48th in police pay, 35th in teacher pay, and dead last for firefighters. That doesn't surprise you, does it? The legislature had an extra $2 billion. That's billion with a B. The blue team fought the red team, and then the red team fought the red team. They passed a budget that none of them read without permanent raises for teachers. What kind of message are we sending? It sounds like move to Texas. We don't value you. It's embarrassing. So how can we expect our children to stay, serve, and build community if we don't make our teachers, police, and firefighters a priority? I'm Hunter Lundy. I'm a Christian and an independent. I'm running for governor. Let's seize the future of family, community, and prosperity, not one of crime, poverty, and potholes. Why not?
Hunter Lundy, governor.
Paid for by Lundy for Louisiana.
Show that's not immune to facts, the Dan Bongino Show, here on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
I'm Jude Sy.